Welcome to the Softball Corner. I'm Dan Hughes. The season is finished. Fall ball is over, unless you live in one of those areas that suffered a ton of rainouts and you're still trying to get your makeup games in before the snow is here to stay. And I ask you, did you end your season with a team party? There's still time if you hurry. If your team sponsor is a restaurant or a bar, have the party there. And if your team members have kids, throw another party so they can attend. A pitch-in picnic or cookout at a local park is great. The best postseason party I ever attended was a chilly fall evening weenie and marshmallow roast in the woods around a big campfire. If it's too cold to be outdoors, take it inside. One of your players might have a house big enough, or your park district might have a cafeteria or a conference room you can use, or one of your teammates may be able to get you into a church basement or the school gym. Get wives and girlfriends to decorate the party room with balloons and crepe paper in your team's colors. Be sure to invite your team sponsor, by the way. If your team won a trophy and you give it to your team sponsor, don't just drive over to his place of business and drop it off. Instead, invite the sponsor to your team party and present the trophy there. Give a short speech to thank your sponsor for his support, and be sure your teammates know in advance to clap and yell at the appropriate times. If you didn't win a trophy, no problem. You can have a special trophy made that says something like World's Best Sponsor or Sponsor Appreciation Trophy, or give him a nice framed photo of the team that he can hang at his place of business. Make the sponsor happy that he put his money into your team, and he'll be eager to write out that check again for next season. Then, surprise your team with individual player awards. You can buy small trophies or wooden plaques, or better yet, just print certificates on your computer. Give awards for everything, the most homers, the highest on-base average, the most RBIs, and so on. Be sure you have an award for every player. You may have to stretch, but do it. Here are some other categories to get you going. Most improved player, most runs scored, gold glove for fewest errors, most walks, best hustle, most dedicated, best rookie, most dependable, best dressed, most versatile, sportsmanship award, most enthusiastic. You get the idea. Remember those unbearably hot, muggy, mosquito-infested nights and the week you had to really scramble at the last minute to have enough players because half the team picked the same week to go on vacation? And the game you took a line drive in the ankle and you still limp a little bit? Remember those times? So yes, you really do deserve a party. You know you do. So what are you waiting for? More softball tips on my book website, slowpitchmanual.com. Thanks for listening. And from the Softball Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.